K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. This is more coverage of your K-State Wildcats here, recording on this dumb Monday, on this stupid Monday here, Monday night, here in Kansas City, Missouri, September 29th, 2025. First off, listen to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode, and thank you for hanging in there with me. Yeah. I'm not going to explain. So there's that. Yes, K-State Athletics is podcast here, whether that is football, women's volleyball, women's soccer, women's tennis, and so much more. And there's a lot of activity, once again, around the campus of K-State Athletics. You want to make sure you're tapped into this podcast. Of course, we'll do the best we can to bring you coverage each and every day, whether you listen on Spotify, iTunes, Google, Amazon, Audio Boom, wherever, use it to your favorite K-State podcast. Well, really, not a good weekend. Speaking of dumb Monday, not a good weekend for K-State women's volleyball. You didn't beat Arizona. You lost them in four sets. And then you turn around and you lose to Arizona State, eighth-ranked Arizona State, yesterday afternoon. It was not a good day for K-State Athletics, unless you're the women's tennis team there as well. But in the straight sets, they're at Morgan Family Arena, 25-19, 25-20, and 25-19 there, as number eight Arizona State just went into Manhattan, just took care of business there against Jason Mansfield's team there, and a sweep there as well. So, in K-State women's volleyball getting swept in your own building against both Arizona teams over the weekend there, after so much momentum coming off of that trip in North Carolina, where you beat a top 25 opponent in North Carolina, was 25th ranked at the time, in East Carolina. Now you got to turn around, and you turn around at home, and you get swept. In Arizona State now, 11-2 overall, 2-0 in Big 12 play, while your Cats now fall to 7-3, and all that momentum lost. 7-3, 0-2 in the Big 12. And yesterday they hit a season low 95% hitting percentage. My goodness, there as well. I was going to say something before that. But anyways, Jason Mansfield, real quick here. Oh, yes. Before I get to Jason Mansfield, yeah, a lot of news coming out of K-State Athletics today. I will do the best I can to bringing that coverage there as well. Obviously, the women's golf team that was in action at the Blessings Collegiate, I believe, today. We talked about that last week there as well. So that got that going on. The Baylor game this week, obviously, for K-State football. Basketball starting to heat up. They haven't played a game yet, but a lot of movement starting to go on right now with K-State men's and women's basketball right now, as they're getting set there. Obviously, we're still a month away from that, but it seems like it's going to come fast. Right here. So I just want to give you a heads up about that. Meanwhile, back to the volleyball court, where K-State women's volleyball got swept by 8th-ranked Arizona State, 3-0. This is Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Jason Mansfield, after getting swept by both Arizona teams over the weekend, after this was after the Arizona State game I was talking about here, quote, Arizona, a really good Arizona State team. We just needed to convert a couple more plays in each set to take one. That's easier said than done against a team that's balanced offensively and a really good serve and pass team. They put a lot of pressure on us from the service line. I thought our defense was good, and we did a good job slowing them down, especially when we got them off the net. I also thought our servers were aggressive today. And then he continues on to say here, we're still looking for a little more offense. We're playing really good physical teams right now in the Big 12, and we have to match that physicality while finding ways to take better swings and give ourselves more chances to score. That's something we'll keep working on, but we were right there with them. I know the scores don't necessarily show it, but we were only a couple plays away in every set from pushing it to four or five sets. I love the players in the locker room. I love this team, and I believe in them. We just need to keep believing in ourselves, end quote. Well, right now, that's Well, right now, that's what you got right now. You gotta believe in this team right now. Obviously, they showed a lot of character in the non-con. And now, again, I just said this over the weekend or at some point over the weekend or towards the end of the week, whether it's football, tennis, golf, in particularly, really, football, baseball, and basketball, right? This conference will eat you alive if you're not up to the task every night or every afternoon or every morning, wherever y'all playing, right? It's just the fact that it is. It's a Power Four conference, obviously. And again, this team, right now, it just reminds me a little bit about the women's soccer team right now, the K-State right now, looking themselves in the mirror saying, all right, what are we going to do here? Are we going to fold or are we going to step up to the plate? That's kind of step up to the plate and do something about it. Well, that's kind of, I feel like I'm talking to myself right now. But anyways, are you going to fold or are you going to try to get up off the mat and do something about it? Well, we all got to look. Hey, we all got to lick our wounds here. If it's a bad day, we got to take it and then try to get back off the mat and fight another day, right? And that's, I'm basically talking to myself and to this team right now. I got to try to fight another day. Women's soccer trying to look themselves in the mirror there as well. Getting this Big 12 play and we're losing games. So the bottom line is, you know, there's no, you can't really, we talk about moral victories all the time on this podcast. I mean, you can take moral victories in some situations, but in this case here, obviously you just beat a top 25 team. So, and you're in, and you're on the road. So this, you're at home. You thought that, again, I keep you throwing this word in here, momentum. You had momentum going there. Arizona, on paper, not, again, I just said the Big 12 conference from top to bottom is hard, right? Arizona, on paper, quote unquote, it was a winnable matchup there. You didn't get it done there. And now you welcomed in a obviously talented team. Arizona State finished in the top half of the league last year. Again, I do not have the standings pulled up right now, and I'm not going to pull them up right now because we know where K-State Women's Volleyball stands right now with that. So, yeah, if you're going to win, again, that goes back to me saying you need Shaylee Myers, you need Anaya Clinton, you need Ava LeGrand, you need those players there to be on the A game every single night there. So we'll see what happens here with this team. As I'm going down here a little bit. Yeah, Arizona State now 2-1 all time against K-State there. And yes, K-State, after just winning that upset over North Carolina, was 25th ranked 2 weeks ago now. Now it's 1-1 against teams in the APCA top 25 coaches poll this year there as well. And here's a new name, folks, for K-State that we have not mentioned until right now here in the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports, Arizona State, 8th-ranked Arizona State, came into Manhattan yesterday afternoon and swept K-State volleyball 3-0. Eddie Greer, third here for this volleyball edition of this podcast. Again, a lot going on this month, happened on this Monday. We'll try to do our best to get you squared away as we move on here in this new weekend. Here before too long, October is going to be around the corner there as well. Got to get up and fight another day. We're talking to everybody, including myself and including. Got to get up and fight another day somehow, right? So there's that there as well. Alex Kluckvin. If I said that right, probably not. But Alex Kluckvin made her first start for K-State yesterday. There, that was noted on the notes here that I saw there as well. That name that has not been mentioned on this podcast, we wanted to highlight that here on this recording tonight as I'm recording this during these Monday Night Football games right now. And Shaylee Myers did get 10 kills on the night or on the afternoon yesterday. Ninth time this year, she has achieved the 10 kill mark or more in a match there. Again, you're gonna need more than just Shaylee Myers if you're gonna win Big 12 games. Obviously, Shaylee carried us in that upset win, but again, you need, again, going back to the names I just said, Clintons of the world, the LeGrands of the world, right? You need the young cats, right? The Reagan Fox of the world, right? Brenna Schmidt, the veteran. You need those ladies on your team to step up and show out in these games right now. And it is a bad taste in your mouth when you have two. And both, by the way, for those of you new to the podcast and don't know what's going on with volleyball right now, volleyball. This right there, Arizona, in eighth ranked Arizona State. That was their first conference games of the season, and you dropped both of them. So you're already in a hole right there as well. And we'll see if they can get back up here later on in the week here as K-State now will hit the road, folks, to West Virginia on October 1st, which is going to be on Wednesday night, I believe, if I'm right on that, and Cincinnati on the 3rd. West Virginia looks like here is going to be, yeah, West Virginia serve is going to be on the 5th there. We'll do our best to do another, obviously, after every K-State sporting event, we like to do a recap or a postcast after every K-State sporting event. So, we'll get you guys squared away with all of that as the week goes on. But we do know the West Virginia game for K-State women's volleyball on the road. So now you got to turn around and can you bounce back on the road against West Virginia or against a, what do I have on here? Cincinnati. Yeah, Cincinnati there as well. And then and probably after Cincinnati game, we'll pull up the standings here as well. So not a good weekend for women's soccer or for women's volleyball for Kansas State as they, both of them, have something in common. They drop both their games, which is not really good, not a good feeling, at home, whether that's Boosier Family Park or Morgan Family Arena over the weekend, and really the past 3 days, dropping these games, conference games, especially conference games. So we'll see if K-State wins volleyball. Can they look themselves in the mirror and say, hey, we got to stand up, we got to play better. It's just bottom line. You just play better, and we'll see what K-State wins volleyball, head coach Jason Mansfield, Shady Myers, Anaya Clinton have in store for us this week, starting with West Virginia on Wednesday, late afternoon on the road in Big 12 play continues. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free available daily, whenever you just record K-State content. Podbean app on hold for a little bit. But again, I have an extra channel, bonus channel over there on Podbean. Download the Podbean app. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. GRIER. Number 3, EDDID, Apostles Podcast, for more coverage there, which we'll be putting out on hold for the moment over there. And, of course, tell a fellow big-time K-State fan about this podcast. Arizona State, 8th-ranked Arizona State, 3. K-State, nothing. Alex Zane out there in San Jose, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another postcast episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.